Hello everyone. I would like to join in on the topic of crossing lines regarding us, most of us being blind. I just listened to Melanie's Boo. It was very interesting, and I definitely experienced related things too. Today is Mother's Day in Germany and in the US, and I think in the UK it has been some weeks ago. But since it is Mother's Day here today, my family, my mother especially, of course, was on my mind way too much today. And therefore, the first memory that came to mind when I thought about this crossing lines topic was one when I was, I think, 14, 15. My sister, I have two sisters, and one is 2 years younger than me. And yeah, my sister had a friend visiting her, and I've been in my room, they've been in her room. So when I was probably 14, then they were 12. They came up with the idea that it would be very, very funny to tease the blind girl next door. And what they did was, at first they opened the door and handed me the phone and said there was a caller for me, and then there was no one at all. So this was just a bad joke, had nothing to do with blindness. But during the afternoon that they spent in our house, it got worse and worse, and it ended in them opening my door and throwing things at me. And it's a very hurtful memory. And it's been a while now, so now I can talk about it, but I know how extremely humiliated I felt back then. Especially because it was not just a group of strange kids, but it was my sister. And it was very new to me that they took advantage of my blindness, or that they, yeah, I mean, when you're in a family and the rest of your siblings are fully sighted, then it's, I think they know, of course, that you're blind, but they don't think about it. It's just very natural for them. And to develop the idea to do such things in this situation was very shocking to me. So they kept doing it. And they opened the door and I just didn't know how to react. I mean, I couldn't see when and what they were throwing, and yeah, so I couldn't really yet do anything. I then left my room and went downstairs in the kitchen, but of course they kept following me then, because then they had started to really enjoy this game. So they followed me, and I think I wanted to make a bowl of cereal, and I think I put the bowl on the counter, and then I went to get some milk, and when I came back they had put away the bowl. And yeah, those things, it's just very silly behavior, but it was so humiliating that my own sister did this, my younger sister. I was in the middle of puberty, where you are embarrassed very easily, and there was this other girl, and I heard them giggling, I heard them laughing, but I never knew what they'd do next. And in the end, I left the house because I just didn't know what to do. My father was at work and would come home in later in the evening, and so I just left the house at some point because I just didn't know what to do. And this is a memory that's very, it was very, that was on my mind for a very long time, and that made me feel very insecure and very, I never had problems with my self-esteem, but this was something that really touched my self-esteem and really made me think of myself as a disabled person, which is really not my nature. I mean, that really made me think of being disabled in a way, in a very bad way, you know? I think you know. I also think that it's easier to accept or to get over disrespectful behavior by strangers than by people who are very close to you, because those strangers, I can